This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, Kavino and Rich in for DP. And it doesn't escape me that we are filling in for Dan Patrick.
Oh, it's great.
It gets wild sometimes. I sit back and I'm like, yeah, babe, I got to go to work. Filling in for Dan Patrick today.
You know how I feel? I'm just a kid from Union, New Jersey.
All right, stop, LeBron.
I'm just a kid from Union, New Jersey.
You're not from... Yeah,
I am.
I'm just a kid from Akron.
All right.
And it's always a pleasure. So thanks again for putting up with us, Kavino and Rich. We're on every afternoon, but it's fun filling in for Dan Patrick. And we were just one show away from the Dan Patrick hat trick.
Yeah.
So we got two shows today and tomorrow. And it's our last hour. It's been a lot of fun. Joel is on the ones and twos. Danny G on the phones, 877-99 on Fox. Spotty Boy on the videos at Kavino and Rich. And Kevin Wyatt kicking ass on the updates. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. I'm Steve Covino, again, just a kid from Union.
Stop.
Rich Davis. And we go old school. Throw it back on a Thursday.
Yeah, before we get into more NBA, as we hit the final stretch of the NBA season, we'll talk some off-season NFL stuff, because the NFL just dominates. But on a throwback Thursday, when 50 hits, we decided to talk about some old school cereals.
Because we're up and at 'em extra early for Dan Patrick.
Who's Adam? Adam Schein?
Good morning!
Unbelievable!
Adam Schein.
Shout out to Adam Schein. Now, I got the number one answer on the board. Survey says every kid's favorite, but I'll save it because I want to go to the phones. Now, it could be discontinued cereals too, because it's old school. Like Mr. T cereal.
If it was any good, it wouldn't be discontinued.
It tasted like Captain Crunch. I bitter food, don't eat my cereal. So, you know, it could be any cereal that comes to mind, takes you back. And sometimes, like you said, Rich, there's a progression. As a kid, you loved cereal. They were marketing to you. That's why they stared down at you in the aisle. And then you grow up a little bit and you try to get healthy and you're eating all this like Kashi cereal. And you're like, you don't even eat cereal for a phase of your life.
Well, you know, I feel like you retire from cereal.
And then you have kids.
And you have kids and all of a sudden, like, oh. it's like Cheez-Its and Goldfish. Things that come back in your life because you have kids.
I don't know. For some reason, I feel like Covino can relate more to my poorness than growing up. My childhood.
Oh, but you know what, Joel?
You would think that because he tries to act humble, but he was the most spoiled kid in the world.
I'm starting to hear this.
Super spoiled kid. But anytime I talk about cereal and I say I was raised on cereal, my mom gets so offended, man.
Steven, I made pancakes and omelets.
You're a liar. I'm like, I'm a liar. We ate cereal every day. You're a liar. I'm like, no, I'm not. Yeah, we loved cereal.
I felt that for a while, and then I started to hear him.
Like, no, Joel, honestly, you would think, as you know, I may come across as the the jerk from time to time. Covino's the guy that was like, he's the kid that got the new car in high school. He's the guy that had like designer clothes. He was the popular kid hitting home runs. So,
nah,
like,
man, I'm from the barrio of Union, New Jersey.
Yeah, so he's going to teach his kid all the tough ways of life.
His daughter's going to get a Mercedes when she's 16.
Yeah.
Like, don't let this guy fool you. There's nothing humble
about
Steve Covino.
By the way, I'm trying to get a discount. So let me say we're brought to you by Mercedes-Benz.
There you go.
Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz.
Don't worry, your mom is going to buy you a Mercedes.
Steven, you deserve one. You're the most handsome boy.
Okay. Now, I got the number one answer.
You got the number one. How about a couple that are off the board, like not in your top five?
All right, ready? I'll give you a few to get the phones going.
Because
I know for sure no one's going to say a few of these.
Can I give you one that I enjoy as an adult, but only at a continental breakfast at a cheap hotel?
All right, sure.
When you crank the little thing, Raisin Bran.
I'll
have Raisin Bran as an adult, but as a kid, I was like, Raisin Bran. But as an adult, I actually enjoy Raisin Bran.
Two scoops of raisins in every box.
Let's do the call and response. Two scoops of raisins are the reason. Kellogg's Raisin Bran so pleasing.
Yeah. Pack it up, pack it in.
I don't think that has the same clout.
Yeah, and then as adults, Raisin Bran Crunch.
I don't want to give away my number one answer, but I'll give you a call and response.
Yeah.
Cinnamon.
Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon and sugar. We're baking up a bunch. We got the whole grain taste of the cinnamon.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Wow. I love it.
That's a top three for me.
Golden Grahams right there with that.
Yo. Oh. Golden Grahams all day, Danny G.
And then if your parents, like my mom when she was a single mom, she would make the mistake of leaving the sugar bowl out on the kitchen table with a spoon.
Yeah.
And whether we had generic Wheaties or cornflakes, we would pile the sugar on top.
Or Rice Krispies.
Danny G, I said this to Covino on Spot recently, and I was like, I'm glad you guys said it. That way I wasn't just the only kid that did it. I feel like regular Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Maybe mom would say, cut up a banana, Richie.
Yeah.
But you would sprinkle a spoonful of sugar over your Rice Krispies to give the, you know, that's slapped.
By the way, do you know, a little fun fact, since we're talking cereal, old school cereals, old school and 50 hits.
I know what you're going to drop.
Thursday.
Let's see if they know.
There was a fourth little, like, elf mascot. Snap, Crackle, and Pop, obviously. There was a fourth one. And it wasn't Slap. I heard you say it slaps.
Snap?
Snap,
crackle,
Pop.
Oh,
and
I know. Shazammy.
No, it wasn't Shazammy. It was
Diabetes.
No, it wasn't Wilford Brimley. Do you want to know? I'll just say.
Yeah.
It was. I believe it was Pow.
It was Pow.
Yeah.
Snap, Crackle, Pop, and Pow.
Pow didn't cut. Pow didn't make the cut.
Pow!
All right, so
Pow was like Pete Best of the Beatles.
Yeah,
just out.
Kettle and wine mixer. Pow!
I'm going to throw out a few of my favorites, but not my number one yet, and then we're going to the phones.
Okay.
Because no one's
going
to say these. There was a cereal called S'mores Crunch as a kid that I used to love, bro. Again, I was a spoiled kid, but grew up on cereal, Joel.
I'll give you one that my parents never let me get, because even though all cereal is sugary garbage for the most part, my mom was like, this is crossing the line, Richie. She's like, Cookie Crisp is just cookies.
You know what was horrible?
She's like,
She's
like, they're not even trying to disguise it. It's like just
the horrible
cookies.
Part. I would eat it by the handful, right? Like, I'd stick my hand in the box, and the roof of my mouth would be all sliced open from eating these.
Yeah, those things were sharp.
Might as well put a sleeve of Oreo cookies in milk. And we're like, all right.
Like,
sounds good.
My mom's like, Richie, they're not even trying to like pretend.
Who was Cookie Crisp? They had like a burglar on it or something? Like, who were the mascots for that?
It was like a burglar and a dog.
It was a burglar. There was a cereal discontinued. It was out for a minute in the 80s. I loved it. It was called Ice Cream Cones with Ice Cream Jones. He was the mascot. No one remembers that. And, you know, I brought up Mr. T, Pee Wee Herman's favorite cereal.
Haven't you joked about the Ice Cream Jones theme song?
Yes, I have on our Patreon show.
My name's Ice Cream Jones.
Yeah, I sing it. I still sing it. Again, because as a kid, it got in your head, and it's great marketing. But if you remember, they would take whatever popular video game was out or cartoon was out, and they'd spin off a cereal that really didn't last long. And I'm only saying this because I don't think anyone else is going to say it, but you know, we had Pac-Man cereal. We had Donkey Kong cereal. It all tasted like an off-brand of Captain Crunch with marshmallows.
It was all the same. They just changed whatever was popular at the
time. But I'll tell you,
like,
you know which
Ecto
one?
Cooler became Shrek Punch.
Yes, yeah. But you know which one slapped like more than any other cereal I ever had? And this was, I wasn't even into the toy. I wasn't into the toy or the cartoon or anything.
Oh, Rainbow Bright cereal?
No. But my siblings and cousins were. They were younger than me. But Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle had a cereal.
Oh, yeah.
Man, with the little like nets and the marshmallows.
That's
it was
right.
so good, dude. So I give that a shout out on a Throwback Thursday, old school and 50 hits. Now,
your phone
we go
calls,
to you.
Joel,
Wait
Danny
a minute.
G.
I have to agree
Think
with
about
you, Rich.
What you got?
Covino was spoiled. I mean, my goodness. Yeah. You see all those cereals he named?
Brand name cereals. The guy had...
Mom bought all those?
Do you remember back in the 90s, Joel? This is a random reference, but do you remember a pair of jeans or a pair of pants that were super expensive called Z Cavaricci's?
No.
They were very East Coast. They were like $100 for a pair. I remember... My mom, like, I got one pair for Christmas one year. My mom was like, can you believe we got you a pair? Covino claims to have had like 30 pair of them.
35. But here's the thing.
Spoiled jerk.
My mom spent so much money on my Cavaricci's, we had no money for food, so we had to eat cereal.
that's what it is.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you had more than one, we only, on weekends, we would get to choose a cereal. That would be the only cereal box in the house for the whole week.
What was your go-to, Joel? What was your favorite?
Well, we grew up on generics because it was five of us.
Oh, you had Tastios?
So, no, we just had flakes.
Yeah. Not even
break out
flakes.
The flakes.
Just
the
cereal. Flakes.
You know what? I'll be honest. I always, there was something about it. I don't know why. I might be the only one. But do you feel like the texture of Special K made it better than Wheaties? I like Special K.
Rich was eating Wheaties.
I like Wheaties.
That Special K kind of got stuck to the roof of your of your mouth. It was weird.
Did you say that I ate Wheaties?
You ate Wheaties.
All right, let's go to
Grape Nuts.
Let's Wheaties. Go.
Grape Nuts was great.
Hey, Corn Flakes in the hood, though, Rich. That was in everybody's kitchen. Corn Flakes.
Corn Flakes.
No, you know where Special K kicked in when your mom went on a health kick.
That sugar sitting on the table was a necessary ingredient.
Of course.
Corn Flakes, and then the only sugary one, Honeycomb. Remember Honeycomb?
Of course.
Oh,
Fruit Loops is one that you see a lot in hotels.
Fruit Loops. Yeah, that's another one. Fruit Loops tricks for kids. John in Ohio, you're on with Covino and Rich. In for Dan Patrick. Throwback Thursday, we're talking old school cereals. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. I used to be in South Carolina. Now I'm in Ohio, but... the cereal that comes out at Halloween, Frankenberry, Boo Berry, and Count Chocula.
What's the best one?
I always ate Frankenberry, but when Halloween comes around, I buy a box and I try a bowl of it.
Can I tell you, bro, John, me and my uncle, because he's like my older brother, right? We still fight about, till this day, which is the best. And it's so clearly Count Chocula. But he swears it's Boo Berry.
You guys need to have better arguments.
Hey, do you want to fight about who's the GOAT, LeBron or Jordan, or Count Chocula or Boo Berry?
Covino sees his uncle twice a year.
Hey, Uncle Joe, I'm telling you, it's Boo Berry.
That's what you talk about?
I swear to God.
Hey, how's life? How's everything? Forget about life. Let's talk about Captain Crunch.
I'm like, this guy's crazy to think Boo Berry was the best. Boo Berry is the hardest to find.
That's your biggest qualm with Uncle Joe.
But those are great, great old school cereals that still hit, in my opinion.
Kevin in Arizona. You're on with Covino and Rich in for DP. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo.
Hey, you guys are forgetting one. I don't know if you remember Waffle Crisp.
I do remember Waffle Crisp. There was Waffle O's, too, at one point. But Waffle Crisp was bomb.
They got soggy quick, though, didn't they?
Yeah, soggy. But they had that waffly, syrupy taste to them. I loved it.
You know, we talked about one of my favorites, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. You know what they have now? You go down the cereal aisle, they have, like, cinnamon churros and cinnamon French toast. They have all these variations now. They try to get you.
Yeah, they got Oreo cereal.
Yeah, they got everything, man. Gerard in L.A. What's up, Gerard?
Hi, Gerard.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, man?
Love your show.
Thanks,
even
brother.
When it's your show, and even when it's not your show.
Appreciate you, man.
5'8", 160. I've always wanted to say that. Anyway, it's got to be Crunch Berries, guys.
Crunch Berries.
Saggies.
The captain. You know, John Sterling.
I'll tell you what,
John
though.
Sterling, is he do the voiceover for Captain Crunch?
He does.
Soggies.
Net is high. Net is far. It's a soggy. Crunch Berries.
The Stantonian blast.
It is gone.
Crunch Berries.
John Sterling, the voice of the Yankees, is also the voice of Captain Crunch, according to us. According to us. But hold on. He said Crunch Berries?
Yeah.
In my family, we were a cereal family. Peanut Butter Crunch was number one.
Out there, your mom's getting so mad.
Peanut Butter Crunch was the Shizbam Snappy.
That's number one?
No, not my number one. It was the number one of the Captain Crunch.
Yeah, it's changed now, though.
Yeah, they changed it.
Peanut Butter.
They changed it. And by the way, you know it's Cap'n Crunch, right? It's not like Captain. It's Cap'n Crunch. Cap'n Crunch.
It's Cap'n?
Well, no, how do you spell it? No cap. But there was Choco Crunch. There was the regular generic Captain Crunch. There was lots of them. I'm
anything
a big fan.
Chocolate that could change the milk.
Oh,
that's yo, a front
hold,
runner.
Hold your
you're
thought.
You're leading to my number one answer.
I think you're leading. Is you and Covino on the same page? Yeah, you guys.
Same cat.
Let's go to Thomas in Iowa, and then Covino reveals number one. What's up, Thomas?
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hey, Fruity Pebbles, and what type of cereal person are you? Do you eat it right away, or do you wait for it to get soggy?
You know,
me personally, I wait for it to get soggy.
A strategy, by the way, Thomas, is that, first of all, you know the famous phrase or meme, like, what psycho pours the milk in first? You got to put the cereal in first, then you pour the milk over. And then
a person that puts the milk in first is a person that puts a shoe on before their sock.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And then once you pour the milk in, then you take the spoon and push the cereal around the outside so that everything's submerged.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't eat it right away, but you don't want it to get too soggy. So you give it like almost like a 30-second count. Or like a standing 10 count. You got to give it a little break.
Old school cereals. We've talked mom cereals.
But that guy's right. Fruity Pebbles is in my top three.
Fruity Pebbles is great, but it's kind of like, it's very tricksy.
I have four.
It's just like tricks and shaped different in little pebbles.
I have four that stand out, and I refuse to say Mount Rushmore because that's what everyone does, so I won't do that. But I have four that stand out, and I think one of them is your number one, so I'll lead you into it. But okay. I think Fruity Pebbles is on the list. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. They're always after me, Lucky Charms. I like some Lucky Charms just based on those stupid marshmallows.
In my house, you just got the box without the marshmallows because I would just eat all the marshmallows. Yeah.
You know, I did that as an adult. My wife's like, "How?" She's like, "You're eating all the kids' marshmallows." I'm like, "Shut your mouth."
Don't they just sell the marshmallows now?
They do. That's Fat America for
okay,
you.
Okay, so Lucky Charms.
Lucky Charms, Fruity Pebbles, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and the number one that I think we agree on.
Okay,
Let's see.
Number one, because I would eat it by the box.
Wait, hold on. Let me write it.
Yes.
Okay, we agree.
So Rich and I agree. It's in the top.
I had it recently, and
it's the best. Joel, you're not going to deny it either, because you love the chocolatey
milk.
The chocolatey milk that's left over. Cocoa Pebbles, bro.
Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles is the king.
End the conversation.
Yes. It's the king. And it's Cocoa still Pebble. Around.
Until they came out with the Cocoa Corn Frosted Flakes.
Oh, they're not better than the Pebbles.
No, I feel like, well, I got to try. You don't have a
chance. They had a leg up on you already because they're the Frosted Flakes.
You know why? Because you grew up eating flakes.
That's true, though.
I like Pebbles.
It's true.
I ate the Pebbles.
Once I became the person that buys my own cereal, I rebelled.
Yeah, he's like, I'm never
nothing
going back
from
to,
the generic aisle.
I'm
nothing.
Never going back to flakes again. Hold on. So, okay, my number one is Cocoa Pebbles. Rich, what's your number one? Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I think.
Cocoa Pebbles might be my number one, but I think Cinnamon Toast Crunch is hard to beat. I'm going to go Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
So, Joel, is your number one flakes or the new chocolatey flakes?
Actually, if I just put just the right amount of sugar on them flakes, they'd be better than Frosted Flakes, but Frosted Flakes is my number one.
Danny G. Danny G, what's your number one? Alphabets?
Number one for me, Lucky Charms.
Wow.
All right. Yeah. Honey Nut Cheerios is on the list.
That's a great cereal that's
but
pretty
when you
basic.
Feel it healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my mom, maybe because this box was a little cheaper, remember O's?
Yeah.
Bootios.
Oh, she got all the honey cereals.
Spotty, what's your number one?
Oh, man.
King Vitamin?
Ooh, I loved King Vitamin.
Man. Kaboom. Kaboom on a throwback Thursday.
You know my wife still gets to this day, and they always had, they were different. You know, like every so often there was a Nintendo game that was a different color? Corn Pops came in that silver bag.
Oh, yeah.
You were like, ooh, fancy.
Those were always in school. Yeah. The bright yellow box.
Corn Pops.
That's a good one. I've had the gamut, and I'm like, my thought process is, what would I get if I went to the store right now?
I mean,
like, I haven't had cereal in years.
I mean, you don't need to overthink it this
no,
much.
No, I have to. We'll come back to Spot. But who's the mascot for Corn Pops? Some porcupine or something,
It was the
right?
guy on the horseback, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. A long time ago. Yeah. But then it was some porcupine. Look, there was an evolution, right? Because anything that was sugary became honey. There was Sugar Smacks and Sugar Bear, and he turned into Honey Bear and Honey Smacks. The mascots changed throughout the year. So, yeah, there was some cowboy, and then it was I'm pretty sure it was a porcupine or a hedgehog.
Prescott?
Dak Prescott was the mascot.
Oh, in the 80s, that was Danny White was
Danny
on
White.
Your cereal.
I got a quick outlier for you, and this was one where if you put a layer of sugar on the top of it, it would sink to the bottom. Grape Nuts.
Yeah, grape nuts, that could end. That could
mom healthy cereal.
But when you're feeling healthy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The sugar messed that up.
I'm looking at some of the ones Covino's looking at right now. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah,
Cocoa I never Puffs. Had Kaboom. What was Kaboom?
Kaboom
Did I miss
was that
out
stupid
on Kaboom?
Clown. Yeah, my grandma always had that.
Kaboom.
Yeah.
Kaboom, Steven.
Yeah, no, she would always buy that. And
didn't your grandmother call Cocoa Pebbles?
Cocoa Pebbles, Esteban.
The regular Captain Crunch would just tear your mouth up.
Yeah,
just,
yeah. Exactly. Quisp on a Throwback Thursday. I'm just thinking of some old ones. No one mentioned Frosted Flakes yet. Quisp?
Are you? Is Mike Tyson talking or are you?
Quisp. Cookie Quisp. No, just Quisp.
Spinal.
Quisp? Quisp.
Spinal. I used to love Cookie Quisp. No, it's just Quisp. Just Quisp.
All right, I think on that note, Spot, give us your favorite so we can move on.
I'm going to stick with Fruity Pebbles. I feel like that would be the one I would go get.
It's a good one. It's a good one. All hey, right. Covino and Rich in for the great Dan Patrick here on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz and Mercedes-Benz Studio. We have more next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo,
of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, welcome back to CNR on FSR.
By the time you usually hear this song at a wedding, like your drunk uncle has a tie around his head.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, Dan Patrick, off today. Love hanging with you guys. Covino and Rich live from Mercedes-Benz Studio.
And by the way, if you're the guy saying drunk uncle with a tie in his head, I don't know what he's talking about, then you're probably the drunk uncle.
Yeah, true.
There you go. At Covino and Rich on social media. Covino and Rich in real life. But again, shout outs to Joel and Spotty and Danny G and Kevin Wyatt. Everybody hanging out with us right now. All the affiliates. We appreciate you guys. Please subscribe to our podcast, too. We really appreciate that. We're on every day on Fox Sports Radio. But it's a pleasure to be on here this morning for Dan Patrick. So search Covino and Rich, C-O-V-I-N-O. Again, just a kid from Union, New Jersey. In for Dan Patrick.
Just try to make it.
And yeah, so please, we appreciate it. And if you leave a review, you qualify for a bribery ball. We have Fox Sports Radio, Covino and Rich footballs. Now, we're going to talk about players that you hated. Now you're forced to like. There's a few stories in the world of sports. It's kind of hard. Is it a progression? Do you just make the decision because they're wearing your jersey now? They represent your city? Is it that easy? How does it work for you?
When a guy you typically hated is now on your team, what do you do? Because there's a story, there's a couple factors at play here. Because the NBA, a lot of moves. And with Russell Westbrook, remember Aaron Rodgers woke up and he's like, wait a minute, where's Westbrook?
Wait, what happened?
Aaron, he's still in L.A.
Wait, what? I thought they got rid of him.
No, on the Clippers.
No.
Yeah.
They're still going to suck.
I know you were in a four-day slumber, Aaron.
Yeah. So, yeah, Russell Westbrook is now a Clipper,
and
right?
I know Ben Maller, Monsi Bolaños, who does the updates. I know a lot of Clippers fans here at Fox Sports Radio are probably fighting themselves. Like, wait a minute. I just spent the last months of my life making fun of the Lakers and Russell Westbrook. Wait, and now he's on my team?
Now I got to root for this guy?
How do you spin and twist that?
I'm not sure Ben Maller had Westbrook in his ingredients for the Baba Ganoush. for the Clippers Baba Ganoush.
I don't think so.
He had Juicy Lucy. No Russell Westbrook. And Patrick Beverley. Polarizing character, right? And anytime someone's polarizing, there's always that feeling of, I don't know if I could root for this guy. It's either the guy's flashy, he's outspoken, he's polarizing, or he's just really good and he destroys your team. That's why you hate a player,
Bobby.
Right? Oh, I hate this guy. He's a blowhard. He's a crybaby.
Hey, why did Met fans hate Chipper Jones back in the day?
Larry!
Because he owned the Mets.
He owned them so much, he named his son Shea.
So, yeah, so it's like, exactly, that's so great. That's like a Mets fan now having to root for Chipper Jones, right? So Patrick Beverley now finds himself as a Chicago Bull, but he's trying to win over the fans because you know what he said? He said that his goal is to not only make the playoffs, but to knock the Lakers out.
Because they play a few times down the stretch.
Right, right. But now Bulls fans are like, well, I like that. You know, yeah. He's trying to win us over, but I hated Patrick Beverley.
So, but when he's on your team.
But when he's on your team.
We named these guys yesterday on our show, but to reiterate, guys like Richard Sherman. I remember in the 90s as a Niners fan, Deion Sanders hated him. Then he came to the Niners for that championship run in 94-95. And
loved him.
All of a sudden I was like, prime time, baby! So you love a guy when he wins for you, but those same type of people when they're not on your team.
So,
God, they're not likable.
Again, hated players that now you're forced to love, you end up loving. Who comes to mind? How does it work for you? Does it take a minute?
It's interesting with Chicago.
Do they have to win?
It's interesting with Pat Bev because Chicago is on the outside looking in, just outside of playoff reach as we speak. Same with the Lakers. So he left the team on the bubble.
So is Aaron Lewis of Stained. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
He's on the outside.
I'm on the outside.
He's looking in.
He's looking in. So, Pat Bev. What do other guys come to mind? We were talking about Russell Westbrook. Guys that...
Again, it's always going to be outspoken, flashy guys. Or again, a guy who owned your team.
T.O.
T.O. comes to mind.
T.O.
For sure. As a guy like, I hated this guy.
T.O.
Now I got to root for this guy.
T.O. ran to the 50-yard line and disrespected the Dallas Cowboys star. Like he was Rick James on a couch. F y'all couch.
No.
He put the ball down.
The ultimate
disrespect.
And
then he ends up playing for the Cowboys, and Cowboy fans are like, yeah, we good. It's okay. Come on.
Takes a minute. And the only way to really make it work is to win, right?
Yeah, winning cures all.
Walk the talk. And then all of a sudden, everybody's on board, and they're supporting you, even though they hated you. But it does take a minute, and it takes some campaigning, too. We often reference Bryce Harper when we talk about stuff like this. Like
Bryce Harper?
There's some campaigning involved in winning over the new fans.
Bryce Harper was a genius.
Yeah.
Shout out to the late, great Lanny Poffo, the genius.
Shout out to Lanny Poffo was right. Rest in peace. Why would anyone hate Bryce Harper? Because he's good. Because he's arrogant. Or does he plays with a sense. Or he looks a little arrogant.
It's the hair.
It's the hair. He's handsome. He's got the beard.
Good stubble.
You're like, that's this guy.
A good beard, yeah.
Right? So, you know, he has to campaign and win over new fans.
So when he went to Philadelphia, keep in mind, time flies. He's been on the Phillies for a minute now. He was on the Washington Nationals. And when he was there, I'll tell you who hated him. Mets fans, Phillies fans, Marlins fans. I don't know if they exist, but Marlins fans. and everyone else in that division. Braves fans. Because he dominated. When he went to the Phillies as a free agent, you know what he did? He started taking pictures, hugging the Philly fanatic. He was wearing Philly fanatic socks. He was talking about how he loves the city of brotherly love, and he's going to earn their love, and he's eating cheesesteaks. And, yo, he dove headfirst in.
He really did. Like, when you think back and when you witnessed what he did, you're like, yo, that was really smart, because he won everybody over. Everybody who hated on him, everybody that hated his pompadour, and this guy with the hair and the beard.
Oh, and the stupid eye black. The eye black. Yeah.
Remember in his early days, he would pull it down. He was some sort of warrior, some sort of ultimate baseball warrior. And, you know, he did a great job winning them over. So we ask you, Fox Sports Radio Nation, how do you do it, and who comes to mind? Players you hated. Why'd you hate him? And now you're forced to love him. I always hated, and my number one answer, again, I got number one answer on the board. Survey says.
Okay, Steve Harvey.
For me. Number one answer for me. I always hated guys like Paul O'Neill. He's my number one go-to when I think of stuff like this. You know why? Because he was like a crybaby kind of guy. And he had like a Ronald McDonald afro. And I'm like, this guy sucks. I hate Paul O'Neill. He's a crybaby. Look at him crying.
Said the Ronald McDonald.
He went to the barber and asked for the Ronald McDonald.
Yeah. Same like when Howie Long goes to the barber and he goes, can I get the Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
Not Howie. Terry Bradshaw.
Terry Bradshaw.
Howie Long just says, military cup, please.
No, Howie Long asked for the Brian Bosworth. Or did Brian Bosworth ask for the Howie Long?
Yeah, I messed it up.
No, but Paul O'Neill, he had a Ben Savage haircut.
I think Jimmy Johnson just wears a helmet. I don't think that's. I think it's a helmet.
It's a hair helmet. It is like those little people, like the little toys.
Yeah,
it's a hair helmet. So, Paul O'Neill, why is he polarizing? I don't know. His crybaby attitude, the way he'd come back and beat up on a Gatorade cooler, he'd smash a water cooler. He's swinging the bat, crying and pouting. Then when he came to the Yankees and he brought that fire and fury and that winning attitude and those expectations to the Yankees, and I saw him win and produce, I'm like, and watched him every day.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, the guy who I hated and I thought was a big crybaby, I love this guy. I love this guy.
Let me just say that as a true Detroit fan, we don't have that problem.
No one decides to jump ship to go to Detroit.
We hate players that leave us, so we hate a lot of teams.
I'll tell you
what, Ndamukong Suh right now.
Well, he's one of those hateable guys,
Joe. I'll tell you this.
You know why? Because he plays dirty. That's another factor of why people hate somebody. He's a dirty player, or he had the reputation.
I know this has been the narrative before, Joel, but you got to be a little excited being a Lions fan because they're going to be the hot, sexy team going into next season. You look great towards the end, or do you know how to curb your enthusiasm?
Well,
with this
see,
stuff?
This is what I'm saying. If you keep it in context of what we're talking about, that team is being generated from the ground up. There's no transplant coming to us except for the quarterback. But
and that was a trade.
They didn't want him. So we got plenty of them.
I mean,
you look at the Tigers, you look at the Red Wings, you look at the Lions, all across the board, we don't really get players that we hated from other teams. We don't have any.
That's true. Last time, when I think of the Detroit Tigers, I still think of like Lou Whitaker and Alan Trammell. I still think of that team. I still think of Fielder. I still think of, who was that?
All players who left us.
Yeah, all the players.
Chet Lemon.
Verlander left you.
Oh!
Max Scherzer left you.
Matt Noakes.
I think we get the picture, Rich.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, Barry Sanders and Megatron decided to just be like, yo, I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm out. Two of the best players of all time just decided to be like, yo, Detroit, later.
You guys are both originally from the East Coast. Roger Clemens comes to mind. Yankee and Red Sox player.
Yeah, this, you know, this is a guy that you had to hate as a kid, being a Yankees fan, Covino, when the Rocket was winning Cy Youngs for the Red Sox. How could you have loved him?
It was tough, but you win, right? And that's the deciding factor here. And the Yankees won with Clemens. You wouldn't know it if you went to the stadium because they removed him from all the montages and videos. But, you know, he won. You know, same with Johnny Damon. You know, that was an adjustment. You went from hating the guy to loving the guy just because he's wearing your jersey. You know, how fickle of a fan are you? Can you do that automatically? And again, the reason
A-Rod
we brought this
was
up,
a big one too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, but again, he humbled himself and he was like, you know what? I'm willing to move to third for Jeter. It's Jeter's team. I'm just on it. I'm just A-Rod. But again, he won. They won with A-Rod. So that's when it sort of changes and your perspective changes. The reason we bring this up again is Patrick Beverly, very polarizing, outspoken guy, was on his own podcast talking about, hey, Chicago, my mission is to beat the Lakers now.
And to
bring us to the playoffs. But they went from hating this dude to now, hey, you know what? I guess we got to get on board and love this guy. And that usually happens. They're hateable people, hateable players until they're on your team. And again, Russell Westbrook, our own Ben Maller and Monty Bolaños, hating on him as a Laker, forced to love him now. Got to root for him. That's your team. Who else comes to mind?
I'm looking at our feedback. John Brunansky hit us up, and he said it's hard for him not to think of guys he hated that helped his Blue Jays win a World Series. He said Ricky Henderson, Roger Clemens, David Cone. There's a lot of guys that were hired guns for the Blue Jays.
Wasn't Dave Winfield on that squad?
They won a chip, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, you won a World Series? You sort of like the guys, right? Tom Brady. You think people in Tampa were all TB12. Yo, Joe, you know me, you, Covino. Believe it or not, we're all Tom Brady fans. But I'll tell you what, there are people in Tampa that probably hated on him. And then it was like, well, you don't hate him when he gave you a Super Bowl, do you? What about people in Philadelphia that are like big-time animal lovers and they had to come to grips with Michael Vick, who was their quarterback for a while?
I got a question for you. As we edge closer to the weekend, I'm very pumped for it. Love the short work week. It's a Thursday that feels like a Wednesday.
Oh, and John hit us up and said we're sleeping on Apple Jacks, by the way.
Oh,
Apple Jacks.
Yeah, that's a good one. Right,
another school cereal.
Back to you.
Very old school. you still get them in a little box, the variety pack with some Fruit Loops. Speaking of hateable, and again, there's something magical about it because you'll tune in just because you hate that guy so much. Right? Like, how many people watch Floyd Mayweather fights just to see if he lost because he didn't like his arrogance or his flashiness? How many people you think watching this weekend just to see Jake Paul potentially lose to Tommy Fury? Very hateable. Very hateable guy. He's the problem child. Right? So it's also good marketing.
Are we going to watch that this weekend together?
I think so. We'll probably talk some more about it tomorrow.
How much we pay? It's a pay-per-view, right? Usually I'd say I got it, but I feel like for Jake Paul, I feel stupid spending all the money, so we'll split it.
Yeah. But again, hateable dude, polarizing guy.
Well, hey, your feedback, your phone calls, we'll take them. In for Dan Patrick, you got Covino and Rich and Fox Sports Radio. Live from the Mercedes-Benz studio, more next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments, to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Who's the real GOAT, Jordan or Jordan?
Montel Jordan. This is how we do it.
If you're listening to the podcast, you might not be hearing it in the future, but Joel playing some Montel Jordan, getting me fired up for the weekend. It's Covino and Rich, CNR on FSR, in for the Dan Patrick Show. I want to thank everyone who was hoping to hear Dan Patrick. You know who's really shocked about hearing
and
us today?
And still enjoyed us.
Yeah, and still enjoyed us, obviously. But Rip Van Rogers as Mike. You know Mike who runs this place?
Yeah, Mike. Yeah.
He's now calling him Rip Van Rogers.
Yeah, Mike the guy that runs the place.
Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Mike. You know, Rogers emerged from the darkness today. And he probably woke up.
Where am I? Oh, man. Yeah, put on the Dan Patrick Show. I love the Danettes. Who the hell are these guys?
That's exactly what Aaron Rodgers said.
Aaron Rodgers, probably the most shocked to hear us today, expecting to hear Dan Patrick. And guess what? We'll be here again tomorrow, and we discuss weekend hobnobbing, something we always do on our show.
What to do this weekend? What to watch in the world of sports and streaming and what shows to catch up on? So that and a bunch more tomorrow. Brought to you by the Mercedes-Benz studios here. Intelligence runs in the family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2023 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs. Every member is waiting to impress. Learn more at MBUSA.com. That's MBUSA.com.
Again, at Covino and Rich, if you want to play along at home. Going to your phone calls now at 877-99 on Fox.
Oh, so you know what? Scott hit us up. We're talking about athletes that are polarizing to the point where when they're on your team, you love them. But when they're not on your team, you're like, I hate that guy.
Exactly.
He said, you know, as a Minnesota guy, he said, A.J. Pruszynski.
A.J. Pruszynski, yeah. Again, polarizing guy.
When that guy came back into the mix with Sox and another
team. Yeah.
The Giants. Like, yeah, it's just not likable when he's not on your team. I felt that way as a Mets fan about Jose Reyes was one of those guys that when he's on your team, you love him. When he's not, you're like, I hate this guy. Jimmy in Kansas. You're on with Covino and Rich in for DP. What's up?
Hey, guys. First of all, just a couple quick things. Love, love, love the show.
Thanks, man.
Thank you for the bribery ball. It's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, get yourself a bribery ball like Jimmy and just subscribe to the podcast and leave a nice review, and we pick random friends to give the bribery balls to. What's up?
Okay, so I wanted to weigh in just real quick on a couple of things. I'm a big Jets fan, and I absolutely, you guys kind of already said one, Michael Vick and Brett Favre, I
hated them. Of course, until they signed with the Jets.
Yeah.
You know,
there were so many people that were probably like, I hate Favre. And then Jet fans were like, all right, I guess so. Oh. How many people mocked Aaron Rodgers in New York, especially with all the COVID stuff?
But you know what it exposes? It exposes that thin line between love and hate. Because if you're so easily swayed and now you love the guy, that means the whole time while you were hating him, you were just hating him for jealous reasons.
Oh, wait, does that mean every girl that hated you sort of maybe loved you too?
That's kind of where I'm getting at, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, look at Brett Favre, though. I left Green Bay. Hmm? I went to the Jets.
Yeah.
What do you, Green, do?
You know what? It would be
Following in my footsteps? Really? You going to do that?
It would be pretty wild to think that two iconic Green Bay quarterbacks sort of like ended with the Jets.
I don't know if I was Brett Favre if I'd appreciate that.
I don't think it's going to happen. But we're about to find out.
Derek Carr? Jimmy G? You know, I'm just being a New Yorker. I just the Jets have that like losing reputation, even when they do well. There was the Mark Sanchez, Rex Ryan period where they did have a couple good years. We forget they competed for a couple years.
I don't think at this stage of Rodgers' legacy,
he's going
to want to take the chance to be the savior for a losing franchise or a franchise that has that sort of stigma, all that added pressure on him. No, he's going to want to go to a team that could contend without that reputation.
Man, it's rough though, because if you go to the Raiders, you're in the same division with Mahomes. You're in the same division with Justin Herbert and the same division with a Russell Wilson and now Sean Payton. You go to the East, you're with Josh Allen. So, like, you're sort of running out of places to go.
It's simpler than that. If he stays where he's at, it hurts the Lions. So he'll stay.
Arrivederci. Joe wants him out.
It's a done data.
Northern California. Let's go to Will. Will, you're on with Covino and Rich.
Good morning, you guys.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
We're good.
I live 3/4 mile from where Aaron Rodgers grew up.
And
you weird. I mean, it's above Chico. I mean, we're talking population 1,800. Not many people.
And you peeked in his windows. And you're a weirdo. No, that's cool though. Do you think Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. Where do you think he ends up, Will?
Okay. Well, I want to. Where are you going to end up at with the Jets?
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're talking about 32 teams. There's only about 5 choices, right, when you think about it? So, hey, make your pick.
Was he on ayahuasca's?
Yeah, that guy.
He trying to battle Bob in Oregon as our Aaron Rodgers insider?
He went way back. He did a throwback insider.
It's me, Will. I live in the hometown of Aaron Rodgers, and I know that Aaron used to go to the Subway sandwich shop right up there.
Let's see if our insider is still on the line.
Yo, there. Bob, are you still there?
Bob Organ?
Still here, and I've got some news for you guys.
Bob's last update.
What's the scoop on Aaron Rodgers?
Well, after enjoying his corned beef and hash at the local Wild Goose there, he went to the hardware store. And the only report I was able to get from the waitress about the meal was the extremely, you know, big size of his tip.
The big size of it. On the bill. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, I was like, he came out of the darkness with no clothes on.
It was Sean in Sacramento. Last call on this. Sean, what do you think, man? What's on your mind?
Yo, my brother's from another mother. Hey, Joel, in the morning time, man, I like the little mix y'all got going on.
It's fun, man. Yeah, we have fun.
It's kicking it big. But real quick, for all of the other welfare/WIC kids, best cereal ever. Honey Bunches of Oats and Kix. Like, I'm just going to get that out the way right now.
Good ones.
I got to say, man, look, I think that there was a little bit of conflict when Chris Webber came to Sacramento Kings. I mean, the dude was basically a bust, the timeout gate, all that stuff, and we traded for this dude. He cried on the plane over here because he said he thought he was getting shipped over to a cow town, and look what happened, man. Big sloppy kisses between the fans and him. He ended up doing a full-page article in the newspaper when he ended up getting traded to Detroit. So it was a beautiful thing, man. That would be my pick.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting. Sean brings up a story about Chris Webber not wanting to go to Sacramento and then loving it. You know who has a very similar story, and he just re-signed to continue to call Mets games? Keith Hernandez. Keith Hernandez, when he got traded from the Cardinals to the Mets, he contemplated walking away. He's like, the Mets stink, because at that time, the Mets hadn't done anything. And Keith Hernandez is like, I hate New York. I hate the Mets. I hate everything. And look at that. Ends up, his whole career is sort of based around... All right, well, listen, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Until then, have a great day. Arrivederci, baby.
We will see you tomorrow. See you in the promised land.
All right, goodbye now.
Goodbye, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.